A Democratic president elected by less than a majority, a Congress with both houses controlled by the Republicans, it is the same formula as in 1994. This time, commentator Mickey Edwards says, the GOP should make sure it doesn't become a recipe for gridlock.
Voters this week not only gave Bill Clinton another chance, they also gave Republicans another chance. Bill Clinton may still be president, but the Republicans are going to control the purse strings and write the laws. The question is, what are they going to do with all that power? Having managed to reassure the voters after their disastrous decision to shut down the government last year, will Republicans start the next Congress the way they started the last one? Or have they learned something along the way? After Ronald Reagan defeated Jimmy Carter in 1980, conservatives in the Reagan White House tried to do too much too fast. They misread the voters' mandate. And 2 years later, Democrats took back control of the Senate, and Reagan never again had a Republican majority in either House of Congress. The Republicans were luckier this time. They saw the backlash coming and decided that what the voters wanted was not gridlock, but compromise. The result was not only a truly productive legislative session, for which the President and Congress could both claim credit, but a reassured electorate that saw no reason to throw anybody out. There will be those in the Republican majority who will want to reignite the revolutionary fire they brought to the last Congress. But Republicans would be wise to take the long view. They are, after all, winning. A key element in Bill Clinton's victory was his willingness to embrace a good part of the Republican agenda. On everything from reducing the deficit to cutting taxes to revamping welfare, the last 2 years have been Republican years. The voters this year chose the middle road. Less government, but not drastically less, and not less for everything. Lower taxes, but not tax cuts so sharp that they will increase the deficit or endanger the kinds of programs they want to keep, the kinds of programs in education, healthcare, and the environment that caused women to vote in such overwhelming numbers for the Democrats. Voters continued to embrace conservative policies, but they did it in the conservative way, prudently, cautiously. Republicans now have a clear choice. If they go back to the barricades, restaging the conservative revolution of 2 years ago, they may not be so lucky the next time. If they work to reduce government prudently, selectively, and over time, if they work for compromise and incremental progress, both the conservative agenda and the Republicans will win in the end.
Commentator Mickey Edwards is a former Republican congressman from Oklahoma. He now teaches at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University and comes to us via member station WBUR.